accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but the other man whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. Today's scripture is found in Romans 14, verse 1 and 2.
Father, teach me to allow for differences in the body of Christ. Keep me from judging anyone, Lord. I know that part of having revival in the body of Christ is that we will boost each other up, not tear each other down. Teach me, Lord, that we are children of the King, with one common goal to save the lost and to glorify you. Amen.
Today, look at yourself honestly. Do you judge other believers by what you feel is right for you? Do you judge them by what man's doctrines tell you? You must not pass judgment. Allow for those who are weaker in the faith to grow in spiritual maturity. It is the Holy Spirit's job to raise those who are weak in the faith. The Bible tells us we will be judged by that which we judge. Be careful, my friends, in using man's doctrines. Test all things by the Word of God. Because if you judge them by what man tells you to judge them by, you may find yourself on Judgment Day being judged by those exact same things. Go to the Word. Seek the Word. And let the Word of God show you righteous anger and judgment.
Today's action. The next time that you're tempted to pass judgment, take a good, long, hard look at your own life. Today's treasure is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, 18. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. You have chastised me, and I was chastised, like an untrained bull. Restore me, and I will return, for you are the Lord my God.
What do you use, Lord? What do you use? You should know the answer to that prayer. The Lord uses His Word. His Word is righteous and true. He doesn't use the Mormon handbook, the Baptist handbook, the Assembly of God's handbook on their doctrine. The Lord uses His Word to judge. And that's what you should use, my friend, the Word of God.